Yes, they shall have eternal life. Glory to your name and glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
We praise you.
Hallelujah. Come on up.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You can't see him, Rachel.
Are those a Christmas
tree?
No, you just keep them nice.
You may have to take a run today. I mean, he preached on rejoicing last week. You want to just take a laugh in the gym. Really?
Go ahead, take a lap. Get ready for it, huh?
You got the shoes.
I got the shoes. Get a lap. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I have. We've come to the end of the year. We've come to the end of the year.
Amen.
And so, God didn't put it on my heart anything in particular to share with you. All right. So I figure he must have put it on your hearts. So it's this final test time, okay? This is exam. This is pop quiz time, folks.
All right.
So I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. What has this study on inheritance meant to you? What does it mean to say God is my portion? Or what has been happening over the past week or the past month or the past year in your life that you want to share with folks? You know, I've got something I want to share, but I want to put that off and let you share something, okay? So, talk to me, somebody.
Well, just this morning, talking about portion, we used the name of Jesus. Well, that song had parts about the name of Jesus, and sometimes we can focus so much on the blood, which is wonderful. We don't do it even, but God has shown me just this morning in John, the Gospel of John, how important the name of Jesus is to use it.
Yes.
And since he is our portion, it's important for us as we receive that to use that name.
Yes.
It's a very, very strong name. In fact, that's one of the commandments, that you believe on the name of Jesus and you also love one another, that he gave us in 2 John or 1 John or whatever. Yeah. It's 1 John, I think. So that's something that God just showed me this morning, and I just connected it with the portion. Because I didn't see it connected with the portion until you just said it.
Good.
That's good.
Yeah. The name of Jesus, God showed me this, it has significance because of the account. If you think of it in business terms, banking terms, okay? So, I can have a bank account of my own, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But let's say that I also want to put somebody else on my account. Well, what do? They come in and they sign, right? Mm-hmm. And they have signing privileges on my account. The account is in my name. But they have signing privileges on my account. So when they come in and they want to take money out of the bank, out of my account, they say, they give the name of the account. I want to take money out of Rufus Ray Wilson's account. Mm-hmm. And then they sign. You see, well, that's what we do with Jesus. Mm-hmm. In his name, we say, this is Jesus' account I'm drawing on. It's not my account. I'm drawing on his account.
Whoa. Now,
it's
you don't know what you're saying there, Ray.
I think I do, but go ahead and tell me.
There's two laps around me.
His account never runs dry.
That's what the early church so identified with. Peter and John, they seen that crippled man, said, hey, we ain't got no money to give. He was looking for money.
Yes.
They said, we ain't got no money to give you, but we got the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk.
Amen.
Right.
Woo, glory. Exactly. Now, just limited finances, in other words.
That's right. That's good. Remember what I told you it said seven times. In John 14 through 16, he says, if you ask
in my name,
anything in my name,
Jesus,
what?
It will be done.
It will be done. That's what he's talking about. because it's his account. He's the only one that can make that promise.
Jesus.
And he made that promise.
Jesus.
This is very simple, but this is where I didn't say it out loud or anything. I had a desire for some homemade carrot cake. I went to my cousin Ann's. She had some homemade carrot cake. I also had a desire for some of her pound cake, which I didn't know she's going to have, and she sent me 3 pieces on. So, I mean, that's so simple. But that, like Mary said, practice in the presence of God.
To care about every part of your life.
That's practice. And I realized, you know, I gave him praise and glory for it, too. That was just a thought.
Boy, that's good, Mary.
So, when it also, as we tithe, we put our deposit into God's account, and we use it as well. I mean, through laying hands on the sick,
yes,
or you know, and that's the way I would say is I've learned that the more I tithe, the more inheritance I have that I know that I can reach out and grab because it's already mine. And it's kind of odd, but it's not.
But I also think at this time it's Jesus' money anyway.
Right.
So yeah. We're still putting his account.
He made all provisions.
Yes.
Right.
But you just explained it down how you.
Yes. Because it shuts the door to the devil when you tithe.
It's an act of faith.
Right.
It's not the amount of money that you give in.
Right.
It's your faith. You know, you say, you know what? I don't need this money. I need God.
Right.
Our portion.
Portion. That's right.
At the same time, whose faith is it God gave you? It's God's faith. So it's important to get God's faith, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's
someone else. Something else.
This, I like when, I obey the Lord, I know that something's going to happen. It's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our inheritance.
Yes.
It's our inheritance to operate in victory. It's our inheritance to win souls. It's our inheritance to receive knowledge and revelation knowledge from the Lord. And every time he gives me something, I know that he's going to help me to deliver it to somebody that wants it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a good... I value that more than
there you go.
You just said something that put something deeper in me too. It's our inheritance, our portion, souls.
Yeah.
Not just taking care of us and feeding other people's needs.
Yeah.
It's salvation. That's our big inheritance. Mm-hmm. Is winning souls. So since we go out soul winning, it's our inheritance. Get it, right?
Yeah.
You said
you're Chinese people.
Yeah.
We had a guy over last night again. This is his third visit, right?
Same one I was saying. Huh? I just was saying the same guy.
The same guy, yeah. Same guy we've been talking about, we got Ron. And so he's just been coming over. And so he came over last night, and he has questions. He's seeking. You know, he's seeking.
He's a Paul.
And he started off with, of course, one of the harder questions, you know. You know, he said, well, how do you look at the other beliefs, the other faith systems, the other religions, you know? Because he knew that some of the other religions, they want to kill everybody that's not them. They don't believe them, their way, they want to kill everybody. You know? I took and we shared that, and we talked about several other things, but I could tell he's moving along.
Yeah, because always remember, it's the power of God into salvation. Yeah. It's not Hinduism, it's not Islam, yeah. It's not nothing. They can be destroyed just like that by the Word of God.
Well, I shared him that, you know, it's kind of like
receiving it.
If I went into a remote part of the earth, there was land there, nobody claimed, no nation had claimed, it was just open land, and I found a great treasure there. I came back and I went to tell people, I found this great treasure, go get some treasure. There's plenty of it for everybody. Go get the treasure. You can get it. Well, some people would believe me, some people wouldn't believe me, all right? Mm-hmm. But I don't want to kill them.
No.
If they don't believe me, yeah, I want to give. I'm trying to do good for them. I want them to go get this treasure, right?
Yeah.
But it's their choice.
There you go. One word, choice.
God give you the word.
And that's the word that Muffin kept coming up with. Uh-huh. And telling him, you have a choice.
Yes.
Yeah. It's your choice.
Yes.
Well,
is how it goes.
It's really interesting. The more that he learns about Jesus, he's saying, that's honorable. You know, with Oriental culture, honor is a very big thing.
Yes.
He's wanting to know more about this Jesus because he seems to be honorable and teach what is honorable. And so he's just kind of moving slowly. You know, he's kind of looking with interest. Okay, if this guy was really as honorable as it sounds like he is, he's someone that I maybe might decide to follow.
Yeah, I like you guys.
But y'all keep praying for us. Keep praying for Rod.
I love people with questions.
Yeah. He has the best questions.
Yeah. He asks questions that I can't answer. The Holy Spirit has an answer.
That's good.
You know, well, I don't know where Holy Spirit speak.
Speak. Amen. Praise God.
Well, okay. Well, we are out of time. So, I wanted to give you a chance to just say a little bit there, and we've had a great year, haven't we?
Yeah.
I mean, I think things are getting better. I think things are getting better. And as I was driving here, I was thinking, the inheritance, you know, she sang about the only begotten Son of God.
Yes.
Well, Jesus was the only begotten Son of God, but we are born again.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Born again into a family, right? And so we, you can say another place, you know, we are adopted in as sons. So we have that inheritance now.
Yes.
Through Jesus. Through Jesus.
Amen.
We get that eternal life.
Amen.
That life with the Father.
Yes.
Amen. So anyway, we will talk about some other things as we go along. Okay, next year, exciting year. Right.
But that was good. Like, the inheritance portion was very good.
Are you finished with it, or are you still going? I don't know yet.
No, I think I'm going to leave an inheritance. I want to move into, and I may have talked about this a little bit in the past. I did a little study on it. I can't remember if I presented it or not, but I want to talk to you. I kind of got it from the Galatians. We're going to talk about the Old Covenant versus the New Covenant.
Okay. So we should read Galatians?
Huh?
Should we read Galatians?
Oh, you can if you like, but I'll be jumping around a lot because when I, you know, this was the big tension point, if you will, in the Acts, in the New Testament. The big tension point seemed to be not getting the Gentiles to believe, but the Old Covenant and the New Covenant.
Yeah. It was.
They wrote more about that than anything else, and we need to understand that. We need to understand that because, you know, the writer of Hebrews says we need to enter into His rest.
Yeah. Amen.
And that's all about the New Covenant.
Mm.
All about the New Covenant.
Boy, that's going to be good, right?
And it says we need to be careful lest anyone miss out on entering into His rest.
Yeah.
Lord.
Okay? So we want to look into that. That'll be fun. All right?
Amen.
Amen.
One other little encouraging. Those of you that remember Jonathan and Susanna's tea, you know.
Yes.
Ron came to that.
Oh,
so
good.
So y'all were part of the building up to this point.
Amen. Well. Thank you for sharing that.
He is seeing something in the Christian community, okay, that he didn't find in China. Okay. The neat thing is he's bringing one of his co-workers with him who is a Christian, a Chinese Christian. She speaks Chinese. Her father and mother, her grandfather and grandmother, are all Christians in China. So she sits there and she's just so excited. You know, she's just bubbling over, you know. And anytime there's something that he doesn't quite understand, she'll talk to him in Chinese, and you know, so he can understand. So that is really, you know, it's really good. It's just wonderful. She is such a delight, you know. She's so excited, you know. And so anyway, we're having a great time together. It's really fun. So let's pray, and then we can have our breakfast. Thank you, Father, so much for loving us. Thank you for 2018, it has been a good year, Father. Yeah. Every year with you is a good year.
Yes.
We thank you for that. No matter what goes on in the outside world, Father, we're not linked to the world, we're linked to you.
Yes.
And it's always good to be linked with you. So, Father, we thank you. We ask you to be with us today. Be with everyone who preaches the gospel today. May they speak it clearly and forcefully, Father. And, Father, may we walk in health and wealth and in the knowledge of you in our lives. Bless this food. Bless the hands that prepared it, got it ready for us. We thank you for that, Father. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.